We could. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Let's just go ahead and pray for Lanny, wherever he's at, whatever he's doing. Precious Jesus, we lift up our brother Lanny Peterson to you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you protect him, comfort him, be with him, Jesus, wherever he's at. If there's a reason why he's late, Jesus, let us know that we might minister to him. Help him, Jesus, wherever he's at. We lift him up to you, Jesus. We ask your blessing upon that brother in these trials and tribulations that he's going through, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Good to see you, brother.
We finished Revelation 1:18. Let's look at Revelation 3:1. The Greek word is angelos. In Revelation 3:1, it means messenger. Angel is a transliteration, and angels are spirit beings that work for man in fulfilling God's plan. And so he says, unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, there in Revelation 3:1, this is kind of a tricky verse to rate. Because I want to translate it messenger here and not angel. Messenger is literal. I'm going to give that a 5. But I think the letter was not written to any angel. I think it was written to the head of the church. And so if they say pastor, I'm going to give that a 5. Even though that isn't a real good translation here, I still think it's the idiomatic meaning. And I've already admitted my rating is subjective to my theology, and so I'm giving it a 5. If they say presiding spirit, I'm going to give that about between minus 20 and minus 30. And the question is, what do I give angel? Pick on the King James. But what do I give bishop? Well, it's not that bad, you know. I might give it a minus 3, but I think bishop is better than presiding spirit. They still got it written to somebody in the church just because you call them a bishop. A lot of churches have bishops. Spirit-filled churches have bishops. They're just going by the King James transliteration of the word for overseer or elder, some translated as bishop. I'm going to probably give that a minus 3. Angel, I'm oscillating between minus 5 and minus 15. That's where I'm at on that one. If you feel like a 0 may be appropriate or whatever, I just can't see him writing to an angel. I don't know what good an angel is going to get the letter, what good it's going to do him. A letter of admonition to an angel. any comments here or unusual revelations on this passage that you might be ready to propose on us? Any arguments in favor of a better rating for Angel?
It always seemed like it was good to be an angel.
Well, it's good to be an angel. I just don't know if the passage there is written to an angel.
Why would somebody translate bishop?
Going by the King James, translates the word for episkopos, the word overseer, they translate the bishop in some places, over Timothy and Titus.
But this is angelos.
This is angelos here. They're translating a bishop, meaning a man in a religious office heading the church. That's kind of what they're doing. Some could translate it minister. Minister, I'm probably going to give that a 2 or a 3.
Yeah, we see that they're on the right track.
They're on the right track. Yeah. They just have the office of a bishop in their theology.
Right.
And it doesn't bother me that much.
Right. Okay.
Any other comments here? Are we ready to go? Tyndale.
Messenger.
Tyndale has messenger?
Five.
Messenger's literal, and so I'm pretty stuck with giving that a 5. Amharic. Angel. Adams.
This is Robert.
Oh, he's not here today. Okay, New King James.
Angel.
Dewey.
Angel.
King James has angel. King James 2.
Angel.
ERV and ASV.
Angel and both.
Numeric.
Angel.
NAS.
Angel.
RSV.
Angel.
NAB.
Angel.
20th century.
Angel.
Fenton. Fenton comes through in the clutch. Weymouth. Sometimes I think Fenton just tries to be different.
Minister.
Weymouth has minister?
Minister.
Moffat. Moffat here? Goodspeed.
Angel.
Byington.
Angel.
CB.
Messenger.
Phillips.
Angel.
Beck.
Angel. We have a bird right now.
Oh, we do?
Yes, great.
Is that a Berkeley?
Yeah, angel.
Berkeley has angel. Do you have all the other readings on it? We'll wait till the break and we'll get it. Good news. For
angel.
Good news has angel. Living. Jerusalem.
Angel.
Barclay.
Angel. Barclay is angel.
NIV.
Angel, and there is a footnote or a messenger.
Okay. On footnotes, I think I'm just going to have to go by what's in the text. Otherwise, some versions, some editions of the same translation don't have footnotes, some do. So I'm just going to go by what they got in the text. Weist.
We say as messenger.
Amplified. Amplified isn't here. Basic.
Angel.
Kingsley.
Angel.
Gnarly.
Not here.
Ledger.
Angel.
Knox.
Angel.
Confraternity. Confraternity here? No. NAB.
NAB is presiding spirit.
Diaglot.
Messenger.
Young.
Messenger.
Darby.
Angel.
Rotheram.
Messenger.
Darby.
Angel.
Worrell.
Angel.
Concordant.
Messenger.
New World.
Angel.
Lamza.
Angel.
Simple.
Messenger.
Recovery Version.
Messenger.
New Century.
Angel.
Boy, the Recovery Version is really doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have to do a little research on it and find out some more about it. Any questions there or things we need to catch up on?
What's the New Century?
What did Beck have? Beck had Angel.
How about New Century?
What was New Century?
Angel. Which one was that?
New Century.
Was the Confraternity here?
Confraternity isn't here. We'll pick all these up at the break.
41.
Rotherham had Messenger.
42. Godby.
Godby.
And Angel.
Godby and Angel.
Any other questions? Let's look at Revelation 5:8. The King James has, the Greek is living creatures, the Greek is zoon. From Zoa, which we get our word zoology and all these kind of words. Zoa means life. So this Greek word zoon means living. The four living. Four living. By the way, four is another Greek word out here. What we're looking at is this word for living. Now the King James has does King James have living beasts? Someone look that up for me.
Yeah, four beasts.
Four beasts doesn't even have the word living?
No.
Beasts has kind of a low life connotation. So I'm not making a big deal about this. I'm going to give that a -3. The four living, I'm giving a 5. And I'm going to give living ones, living beings, I'm going to give those all a 5. The four living ones, the four living beings, that's basically the same thing. Living beasts. I'm going to give that a -1. Or maybe even a 0. Living creatures. About a 3. Creatures is getting a little better. How about the four animals?
Sounds like a drop of
new. Four animals? I'll give that minus 10. I think that's my worst one. I'm not putting a lot of consequence on this. They're getting the word animal from the word for, you know, zoa, for life there. But I think living would be a much better way to put it. When you say the four animals, I mean, you know, we've got things around the throne in heaven. You got four animals, you know, bark, bark, meow.
Yeah.
I think it just, you know, it's just totally misleading. Our concept of animals is an earthly being. And so it leads you totally astray from what's happening in Revelation. Any questions here? Any comments?
So you do want to know if it says four in front of it or not?
No, they all say four.
Okay.
They all say four. I'm just saying that's the word that precedes the context here. Any questions? Ready to go, Tyndale?
Beasts.
Be sure to read if they have living, because I'm making a difference between living beasts and beasts.
No, beasts.
Four beasts. Amharic.
It's hard to say, you know, this word can use for living, you know, living ones, or animals, you know.
It's not tied down to animals, though.
No. It's just, you know.
Ambiguous?
Yeah, it's ambiguous. You can call for human beings mm-hmm. or for animals, but the living one.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to give that a 5. Because unless he comes out and gives it something that has a definite wrong connotation, then it's open to interpretation. Adams is in here, New King James.
Four living creatures.
Living creatures. Dewey.
Four living creatures.
King James, beasts. King James 2.
Living creatures.
ERV and ASV.
Living creatures.
Oh. Numeric?
Living beings.
NES?
Four living creatures.
RSV?
It's living creatures.
NEB?
Living creatures.
20th century?
Creatures.
Just four creatures?
Just four creatures.
Creatures.
Fenton.
Beings. Four beings.
Four beings.
With a capital B.
Four beings.
Weymouth.
Weymouth. Living creatures.
Moffat isn't here. Goodspeed.
Goodspeed. Four animals.
Four animals. Byington.
Four creatures.
Same as 20th century. CB.
Living creatures.
Living creatures. Berkeley.
Living beings.
Living beings. Phillips.
Living creatures.
Beck.
Living beings.
Good news.
Living creatures.
Living isn't here. Jerusalem.
Four animals.
Barclay.
Living creatures.
NIV. least.
Living beings.
Basic.
Beasts.
Four beasts?
Yeah.
Same as King James. Kingsley.
There's a living creatures.
Ledger.
Living beings.
Knox.
Living figures.
Oh, that isn't too bad.
Living what?
Figures.
Figures.
Figures. NAB.
Which one is that?
Living creatures.
NAB has living creatures. Mm-hmm. Diglot.
Living ones.
Yeah.
Living creatures.
Darby.
Living creatures.
Rotheram.
Living creatures.
Godby.
Four living creatures.
Quarrel.
Four living creatures.
Concordant.
Four animals.
New World.
Living creatures.
Lamza.
Four animals.
Simple.
Four beings.
Recovery.
Four living creatures.
New Century.
Four living things.
Living things? Living things. It's an interesting one. Any comments here?
A little simple English.
What number is that?
47.
What was simple English?
Diglot.
Living one.
What's simple English again?
Simple English.
Simple was beings. Four beings.
Four beings.
How about Kingsley?
Was
living creatures.
Okay.
Adam.
What about NEB in 20th century?
20th century is four living beings.
Weymouth was living creatures.
Berkeley.
Berkeley was living beings.
Living beings, no mistake.
Who is not here today, Len? Adams. Moffat. Living.
Whatever you've got gaps for there in your schedule.
What was good speed?
Four animals.
Let's go on to 1 Corinthians. Oh, let's see here. What do we want to take? Let's take 1 Corinthians 12:10. Let's take a word on tongues. The word tongues there. And just have one reading there, and then we'll go on to another verse. Chapter 12, verse 10. This is a real thinker here. So put on your thinking caps. The Greek is kinds, plural, of tongues, plural. Kinds, plural, of tongues, plural. The King James says divers kinds of tongues. That divers is actually goes with another. It's just redundant. I'm not going to dock them for that. I'm just saying that's not there. I don't care if they put divers in. I don't think it hurts any. So the literal is kinds, plural, of tongues. If they want to translate tongues, languages, kinds of languages, I'm going to give them a 5. I'm going to take tongues, the word glossa, I'm going to take that as a synonym for languages. So if they say kinds of tongues, I give them a 5. Now, we're going to get into a whole raft of what this means, and it's going to be tricky. How about can talk strange languages? Now, there's a fair amount of ambiguity in that. That could be fairly good. I mean, I can talk strange languages, you know, in a sense. In another sense, if you want to take that as French, German, Italian, then they've lowered it to some type of human thing. Can talk strange languages. Well, anyway, I've done a lot of thinking on it, and I'm never satisfied with my rating. I oscillate between -5 and 0 on that one. So, you can decide what you think. Then, we have what's even worse than that, I think. Another can speak in languages he never learned. Now that could be okay. Another can speak in languages he never learned. But it seems to be taken as known languages, and it sounds like, you know, you all of a sudden you can speak in certain types, certain languages, and you didn't learn them. It seems worse to me than can talk strange languages. Now you're able to speak in languages you never learned. So whatever I give the first one, I'm going to give this one worse, probably down to -10. Between -5 and -10, somewhere in there. Then, ecstatic utterances. Do we know they were ecstatic? I mean, I don't have a problem with the word utterance. Utterances don't bother me any. I'm going to live with that. Do we feel ecstatic utterances is... I don't think it's accurate, because there's no reference to ecstatic utterances in the text. It's just kinds of tongues. We don't know if they're ecstatic or not. Ecstatic utterances could be way off. But when you think about it for a long time, as I have, after a while I didn't mind it so much.
Is there any kind of reference to ecstasy in the Greek?
No, not here. It's just kinds of tongues. There just isn't any other, you know, there aren't any other words there that you could get that out of. This is really brief here. It's like a word of knowledge, working of miracles. You know, I mean, there's just not a lot of words in between these phrases. They just go right down the line.
Ecstasy seems to be pushed in.
Well, that's what they believed about the Corinthian church. They believed that they had these ecstatic utterances. So, well, I oscillate on that one from -20 to 0. And I'm never satisfied with my rating. Probably land about a -5. And sometimes I think I should give it a -20.
What was that?
Ecstatic utterances.
Oh.
sometimes I'm really feeling negative about that translation. Other times I don't mind it that bad. This, for me, this one's always been a hard one to rate, because I haven't known. There's so many ways you can take what they've said. I can almost take it the right way at times. Any comment? We'll launch into it. We'll come up with other translations that maybe we can use to balance off these. Kinds of tongues. I'm giving that a 5. Tyndale.
Tongues. Diverse tongues.
Just diverse tongues?
Yeah.
Ethiopian version?
Kinds of tongues.
New King James?
Different kinds of tongues.
Dewey?
Kinds of tongues. Diverse kinds of tongues.
King James, same as Dewey. King James 2.
Kinds of languages.
Well, two and other kinds of languages. Maybe that a 5. I think that's passable. That's right there. ERV and ASV.
Kinds of tongue.
Numeric.
Kinds of tongues.
NES. RSV.
Various kinds of tongues.
NEB.
Ecstatic utterances of different kinds.
Ecstatic utterances of different kinds.
Utterance, singular, of different kinds.
Yeah. Oh, ecstatic utterance of different kinds. Century.
Varieties of the gift of tongues.
Varieties of the gift of tongues. There's a little bit of interpretation in that one.
Yeah.
Although I don't think, you know, you end up with a lot of negative out of it. But he's added something there. He's made it the gift of tongues instead of just kinds of tongues. Fenton.
Genius for languages.
Genius for languages. That kind of brings it down to, I think Fenton thought he had that. Just somebody who's adept at languages. He still makes it a gift, but pretty far-fetched.
Well, that's 12:10, right?
12:10, yes.
Okay. Wow. We got gift of tongues.
To another, the gift of tongues.
Which one do you want to do?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, which book?
Wait a minute.
Oh.
To another, the power of discriminating between prophetic utterances.
That's discernment of spirits.
Okay.
Toward the end of the verse.
Okay. It's
good thing we're not writing that one.
Another variety of gift of tongues. To another interpretation of tongues. Right?
Okay, variety of the gift of tongues. Who else had gift of tongues? 20th century?
Yeah.
Goodspeed.
Goodspeed. Various ecstatic utterances.
Ecstatic utterances, huh? But any B had?
Yeah.
Byington.
Different kinds of languages.
No, I think it's pretty good. CB.
Various ecstatic utterances.
Berkeley.
Berkeley. Another ability to interpret tongues.
That's the second phrase.
Variety of tongues.
Variety of tongues. Phillips.
Different tongues.
Beck.
Can talk strange languages.
Another can talk strange languages. Well, we talked about that earlier. Good news.
The ability to speak with strange sounds.
We had a class one time and somebody read that, and without any warning at all, Tom Briggs jumped up on the platform here and reeled off about 25 farm animal noises. It took about 10 minutes to get the class calmed down. Tom Briggs would be funny. But after that, the rating for good news went down. Let's hear it again.
Yeah. The ability to speak with strange sounds.
That's a gift. Jerusalem.
Gift of tongues.
Gift of tongues. That's like 20th century. Barclay.
Gifts of different kinds of ecstatic speech.
NIV.
Different kinds of tongues.
Weist.
Various kinds of languages.
Basic.
Source of tongues.
Kingsley.
Kinds of tongues.
Ledyard.
Gift of speaking God's word.
That might be prophecy. Is it? It's right before interpretation.
One is given gift of doing powerful words. One is given gift of speaking God's word. One is given gift of telling the difference between the Holy Spirit and Paul.
Was that it? Maybe you should keep going.
Oh, excuse me, here it is. Given the gift of speaking in special sounds.
Special sounds?
Yeah.
Knox.
Different tongues.
Nab.
Gift of tongues.
Diglot.
Different languages.
Yeah.
And the tongues.
Darby.
Different one kinds of tongues.
What was that?
It's different one kinds plural of tongues plural.
Oh, that's extremely literal. To a different one,
yes.
Kinds of tongues.
Right.
Yeah, that's real literal. Rotherham.
Kinds of tongues.
Godby.
Kinds of tongues.
Oral.
Various kinds of tongues.
Concordant.
Another species of languages.
Species of languages. I think that's okay. New World.
Different tongues.
Lanza.
Different languages.
Simple.
there's a footnote with it, but he said the ability to speak with different languages, and the footnote says 1210 with the help of the Holy Spirit.
What was the rendering again?
Different languages.
Oh, okay. Recovery.
Various kinds of tongues.
New century.
Just one tongue?
Different. Various kinds of tongues. Okay. Plural.
20th century is different kinds of languages.
Is that new century?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, new century.
Okay.
But it's a different kind of languages.
Different kind.
What was Tyndale?
Tyndale was tongues.
So he sees the way it was controlled.
Any more repeats, questions?
Was the Ethiopian?
Ethiopian number two.
Kinds of kinds.
About the King being here.
The new?
Yeah.
It was different kinds of tongues.
Let's go ahead to verse 28. I've got six readings in verse 28. And this is all I'll do with spiritual gifts. Verse 28. The first one is, first apostles. Of course, we know this word apostle, apostolos. Apostle is a transliteration. But apostle is also an English word in the English dictionary and has a meaning that's the correct meaning. So it turns out to be a good translation. The only other rendering here are messengers, which I'm going to give that a minus 5, because I think here we've got the first office in the church and they just want to call it a messenger. I mean, that's just... I'm looking at that way off. I might get that even worse. Missionaries. What do we do with missionaries? Today, the everyday missionary is a long ways from an apostle.
I have the same idea, though.
No. Kind of, but a lot of times missionaries are just foreign doctors. You know, I mean, they may have very little gospel... Missionaries. I don't know. I don't like missionaries. I'm probably going to give missionaries a messengers a minus 10. And missionaries, I think I'm going to give that about a minus 10. Are missionaries and messengers one better than the other? Does anybody have an opinion on that? Think one's better than the other?
Messengers sound like bringing the word of God. It's not more apostolic, where it's a missionary.
Well, somebody else might argue the other way. A missionary sounds like a water boy, and a missionary sounds like an evangelist or something.
What's the definition of apostolos?
One who is sent forth.
I've always thought that was a literal translation of apostolos.
Well,
they also use it for angels too, don't they?
Angelos is a different word.
Right.
That means messenger.
They use messenger as a translation for that.
Mm-hmm. Literal translations will translate angels as messenger.
Right.
I don't know if I like apostle just being a messenger. Messenger is too broad of a meaning today. No, messenger. Well, I don't know. Between minus 5 and something, I guess. Missionaries, I don't know what to do with missionaries. Sometimes I really don't like it. Other times it's not so bad.
What is an apostle, according to the American Dictionary?
We need to bring a dictionary to class and look that up.
Like in Europe, I know they call them missionaries over there. And
they placed a lot of emphasis on church planting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, an apostle is a church planter.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Let's take five here. We'll be off the bell.